May it please the court, Mr. Tinney seeks the reversal of the district court's decision on the motion to suppress physical evidence and asks this court, therefore, to vacate the conviction and remand the matter for further proceedings. Mr. Tinney was the subject of a frisk by a Winnebago County deputy sheriff. It's our position that that frisk is not accompanied by proper reasonable suspicion.
It seems to me if a car is stopped at night in a high crime area and there's a passenger, especially a male passenger, I think frisking him is kind of elementary, you know, survival tactic for a police officer, right? Otherwise, it's great danger.
Your Honor, that might be an elementary survival tactic, but I submit it's not in keeping with Terry.
I don't agree with it. I don't see that. Look, I mean, he stopped. The stop is lawful. I mean, it's a little, you know, marginal, the freshness, whatever that is. But stops the car, it's dark, and there's a male passenger, and it's a high crime area, and these police apparently are specially trained to deal, to operate in this area, and it just seems, you know, it just seems like the cautious thing to do is to frisk the passenger.
Your Honor, I don't...
Now, what's the big deal? It's to frisk, right?
Your Honor, it's
what?
A big deal.
Why is it a big deal? I don't understand that. Why is frisking being a big... Why is that an important invasion of privacy?
Frisking
seems awfully remote from going to someone's house, you know, and searching around. Just frisk a person. Look, we're getting frisked at airports now, right? No big deal.
Judge, perhaps we disagree on whether it's a big deal or not.
Well, do you fly? Do you fly?
I fly.
All right, so it's not a big deal for you.
I've not yet been frisked at an airport.
Well, you're going to get your option. You can be X-rayed and observed, or you can be frisked.
Mr. Tinney had no option, Your Honor. Mr. Tinney was the subject of a stop of a car for a minor non-moving traffic violation. The high crime area to which the court refers encompasses one half, approximately, of the city of Rockford.
Well, that's an unfortunate commentary on Rockford.
Well, and it's only by the Weed and Seed program, which is a source of bringing money into the city of Rockford. The fact is, Mr. Tinney was sitting in a vehicle. The officer had no reason to believe that Mr. Tinney was armed and dangerous, too.
Well, he was acting in a funny way.
Your Honor.
And, of course, he was armed.
That's the conclusion, Your Honor. But we can't let say the ends justify the means. What we can say is that Mr. Tinney might have turned around and fidgeted. That was all.
That was all.
That does not lead to a reasonable suspicion that Mr. Tinney is armed and dangerous.
Well, it's more of the sequence, though, and I know that you were complaining that he had said that he would intended to frisk him when he got him out of the car. But he also said, now, are you armed? Do you have a weapon? He asked him twice, and there's no answer. Then he said, do you have drugs? And an immediate no.
Your Honor.
Now he's making a distinction, and the officer says, well, he doesn't have drugs, and that's the only question he answered, and they better frisk him. I mean, that from an objective standpoint, as opposed to whatever the subjective intent was of the officer.
I think we have to look at the sequence of that, Your Honor. The officer testified, any time I ask any individual to get out of the car, any time, I always frisk them.
Okay.
That's the testimony.
All right, that's the subjective.
At the time that Mr. Tinney was asked to get out of the car, he was told, you're going to be frisked.
Now, is that
undisputed? It was subsequent that the questions were made. So the decision to frisk had already occurred. Whether Mr. Tinney answered yes or no...
That's not really responsive to Judge Mannion's question, which is that you can have a lawful arrest, frisk, what have you, even though the policeman is, you know, has completely wrong ideas of what's going on.
It's an objective.
If a reasonable policeman faced with these inconsistent answers that Judge Mannion mentioned would at that point have decided to frisk the person, then then it's okay. Even if he had this subjective intent, they're just going to frisk him regardless.
Your Honor, the decision to frisk had been made prior to that. I see my time has expired.
Okay, well, we'll give you more time afterwards. Mr. Fullerton?
Mr. Tinney was frisked, a reasonable officer would have concluded that there was reasonable suspicion to justify patting him down, and that the court has already noted most of the factors that go into the district court's conclusion. It was a high crime area. The stop and encounter with Mr. Tinney took place at night. Mr. Tinney was fidgeting, moving back and forth in the automobile. After it had been stopped, there was, in addition, an interchange between Mr. Tinney and the officer about whether he had a driver's license. Mr. Tinney said no. He volunteered that he had an identification card, however. And when the officer asked him to produce it, Mr. Tinney sort of engaged in a pantomime looking for the ID card rather than actually looking for the ID card by checking his pockets. He merely patted the outside of his clothing and stated that, oh, well, I don't have an ID card. There was also an exchange in which the officer asked Mr. Tinney his name, his age. He said he was 28, but when asked for his date of birth, Mr. Tinney gave a date of birth that would have made him 27 years old instead of 28.
Well, he was just rounding up.
He was rounding up. Well, a reasonable officer could conclude that there was something funny going on here, that this individual was concealing his identity in some way. And as
is he required to identify himself as a police officer?
He may not have been, but when he gave inconsistent what information
about his age?
I'm sorry.
About his age. How did the officer find out his age?
He asked.
Okay, so he did the arithmetic wrong. The police officer got the arithmetic right,
but he was just a couple of months short of 28, wasn't he?
Yeah, I think he was 5 months short.
Oh, was it that month?
It's a lot of young kids act that way. Let me ask you, Mr. Fullerton. I'm troubled here. High crime area at night, and he fidgeted. Sounds pretty close to me to a green light to frisk anybody in half of the city.
Well, I'm not suggesting that the court should rely, the district court relied only on those factors. But the district court noted all of these factors: high crime area, the night, the fidgeting, the identification card, the lack of a looking for it, the date of birth. District court also noted the inconsistent answers about whether he had, or failure to answer whether he had a gun, but the affirmative denial that Mr. Tinney had drugs on him. All of those are factors that the district court considered in concluding that there was reasonable suspicion. So I'm not suggesting, the government's not suggesting, that simply fidgeting at night in a high crime area is sufficient.
Well, the police officer didn't even think fidgeting was necessary, right? Enough that he was just asking him to step out of the car.
Well, the officer said that at the time I asked Mr. Tinney to get out of the car.
And that, we'll assume that was an order, not a request, right?
He said at that time, I concluded that I was going to pat him down. That's right. But the officer didn't say that he orders everybody out of the car to pat them down. There's no evidence that the officer had some policy of ordering all passengers out of cars late at night in a high crime area. But the officer said, and the district court took notice of this as well, that he thought he had reasonable suspicion at that time, ordered him out of the car in order to pat him down. There had been the exchange about the driver's license, the ID card, the date of birth, the fidgeting, and so on. I think the only thing that was lacking at the time that the officer ordered him out of the asked him to get out of the car, or ordered him out of the car, was the questions about whether Mr. Tinney had a gun or whether he had drugs on him. Everything else by that time had, in this encounter, had taken place. So, especially once you add in the exchange about whether Mr. Tinney had a gun or drugs, the district court clearly was correct in concluding that there was reasonable suspicion to justify the frisk here.
Before getting out of the car, or perhaps in the process, did he say he was going to frisk him before he asked those questions, or is there any...
I don't believe...
I thought that's what the other side said.
I don't...
Maybe he intended, but did he say, get out of the car, I'm going to frisk you, or something like that, or did he first ask the questions about whether he had a weapon, and then the drugs, and then the frisk?
The questions about the weapon and the drugs, as I read the record, occurred after Mr. Tinney was out of the car.
Yes. What about the mention of a frisk, if he mentioned
it at
all?
I don't believe that the officer said, please get out of the car, I'm going to frisk you. I believe he said, please get out of the car. I'd have to go back to the transcript, Judge.
I'm only asking what the sequence was. If the sequence is he asked those two questions about the weapon with no answer and then about the drugs and there was a negative answer, emphatically maybe, then he said about doing the frisk as opposed to pre-announcing it before asking those questions.
I don't believe he pre-announced it, Your Honor. But as Judge Posner pointed out, even if the officer was incorrect about whether there was suspicion to justify the frisk at the time, he decided in his own mind that he was going to do it. The fact is, by the time that it did occur, under the law, there was a reasonable suspicion. It is justified. So we ask the court to affirm that.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Fulton. Mr. Gaziano, do you have anything further?
If I might, Your Honor.
Sure.
In response to your question, Your Honor, regarding the timing, the record at page 27, which is the cross-examination of Deputy Kaiser, question, when you asked Mr. Tenney to exit the car, you told him, I'm going to pat you down. Yes, sir. And you were going to pat him down at that time. Correct. I take it your decision had been made at the time you asked Mr. Tinney to get out of the car. At that time, I would ask anyone to get out of the car. There is always a pat down.
Okay, but so, he did, as the record shows that he did say, I'm going to frisk you or whatever it was.
Prior to any discussion or questions about guns or drugs. Yes, Your Honor. And I think that's critical.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. And Mr. Gaziano, you were appointed, were you not?
Yes, Your Honor.
So we thank you for your efforts on behalf of your client, and we thank Mr. Fuller as well. And the court will be in recess.